We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe the Breakfast Club would be black.
Impacting the culture.
People watch the Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call the Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up, get out of bed, and listen to the Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God. Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Yes, now.
Yes, it's Wednesday, hump day. Good morning, and today's the first day I could actually, breathe clearly since the last 5 days.
You still sound congested.
I'm a little congested, but I can breathe. Look. I can breathe a little
don't
bit.
Don't breathe too much in here.
No,
we don't want those germs circulating around.
Yeah. I had the common cold.
Should you come in and be around people with a cold still? Like, don't they tell you if you have a cold, stay home? Because then you could get everybody else sick.
They do, but I mean, for the last...
Damn, they do, but I don't care about y'all.
I mean, since I've been alive, you have a cold, you come to work. Like, it is what it is.
You've been alive?
Yes.
I've been told that if you have a cold, it's rude to come in and spread it to everybody.
That's recently. They started that because of COVID.
That is not recent. That is, if you have the flu, if you're sick, if you have a cold.
You've been here before sick with a cold. You have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. That's a lie. You've been here before sick.
When?
I've been here before
when?
Sick. Charlamagne's been here before sick. Before COVID. Yes, absolutely.
No, if I'm sick, I take a day off.
That is not true. People go to work when they're sick.
Guys, if you're sick, don't go to work, okay? Y'all have sick days for a reason.
Well, I'm not sick now, so.
Because you could get everybody else sick.
Yeah, somebody got me sick, so.
So you want to just spread it?
Pass it around.
Wow, that's a terrible way to...
No, I'm just joking.
It actually sounds like a crime.
It does sound like a crime, right? Pass it around. Yeah, so, I feel good now. I finally woke up and I can actually breathe.
Now I feel sick.
Oh, well. Now you're not coming in?
I won't be here.
Yeah, so I feel I feel much better. I've been planning this car show, so I had to take a trip to Atlantic City. Shout out to Atlantic City out in New Jersey.
So you got all of them sick?
Maybe. Been planning the car show, which is August 20th. It's the North versus the South. So shout out to all the brothers out in Houston and Atlanta and Texas that's bringing their cars down. It's going to be a great show. So I know New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Philly, Maryland, D.C., we're all bringing up our cars, and there's a lot of Southern boys bringing up their cars. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Family fun day. I got so many people's cars, from Meek Mill to Lil Uzi to Fat Joe, Fabulous, just to name a few. So 50 Cent. And of course, it's going to be a family fun day. So we have rides for the kids, games for the kids, all type of a roller skating rink, and BMX bikes are going to be doing tricks. Shout out to Monster for that. Shout out to Lincoln Tech for sponsoring. So I'm so excited for that. So if you haven't got your tickets, August 20th, and kids 5 and under are free. So if you got small kids, bring them on through. There's gaming trucks. We're going to have a lot of fun that day. All right.
And exactly a week later is going to be my Angela Yee Day in Brooklyn. So
yes,
we'll have more details on that soon. As soon as iHeart says, okay, you can release everything.
Okay. All right.
Release.
Well, this morning, Kevin Gates will be joining us. He's been in the news recently for a lot of things he's been talking about.
Well, he does have an album out.
I was going to say that. He has a new album out.
He also did Carisha Please.
Carisha Please.
On Revolt.
Yes. And we're going to talk to him. Kevin Gates is a good brother. Good brother.
Then he did that freestyle that everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
As well.
Yep.
And then he had the intro on the album. It's very real.
Yeah, so we're going to be kicking it with Kevin Gates a little bit. And we got front page news. What are we talking about?
All right, well, the NFL has suspended the Miami Dolphins owner and has stripped that team of draft picks. We'll tell you why.
Goodness gracious. All right, Charlamagne will be in here in a minute, and it's the Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yeezy?
All right. Well, experts are saying to start booking your Thanksgiving and Christmas flights now. Even though there's been a lot of chaos and cancellations, they said that the best time to book holiday travel is in June and July. Although it's not too late now to get a deal before prices spike. The earlier you book, the better your chances are of also getting a nonstop early morning flight. Because, you know, when we go on vacation, you want that early morning flight because you want to get that full day that you pay for at whatever hotel or resort that you're staying at. So flights early in the morning are also a lot less likely to be canceled than those in the afternoon or in the evening. And also having an itinerary with no connections increases your odds of not getting a cancellation or delay.
Yeah, I tell anybody if they have somewhere to go and they can afford it, I would leave the day before because flights have been canceling like crazy. Like the other day, I was supposed to come back here from Charlotte and flight was canceled late at night. And then you're stuck. You're stuck at the hotel. You're stuck trying to figure out where you can go. I had to call Yee one time and ask her, yo, what hotel I can stay with? And she was like, oh, you know, there's a hotel connected to the airport.
In Detroit, the Westin.
Yeah, but it's been crazy out there for flights. So if you can, give yourself a little, a day extra if you can.
Right, so they're saying now for Thanksgiving in particular, you should book your flights by late August or early September at the latest. After Halloween, those prices are going to increase considerably.
And if you have a credit card, which I'm not good at, if you have a credit card, there's so many different things that credit cards offer you, whether it's points, whether it's extended stays and things like that. I got to get up on that.
But, I'm up on it. You know that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not.
He's like, you know, because I told you, I was like, look, we got these points. And I get, I have one credit card that is specific for Delta. And then I use those points at the end of the year to book my, you know, for my end of the year trip.
Yeah, somebody else told me they do that. And I was like,
it's like a free trip at the end of the year that accumulates throughout the year from all the flights and things that you take. It's a like nice, hey, here's a little treat to myself. Yeah,
and if you have like a MasterCard or Discover, sometimes when you use it, they'll actually give you points towards your next trip. So if you buy a trip, let's say your trip is $1,000, they give you back $500. So it's almost like you only pay $500 for the trip. I just got to figure it out. I don't know that much about it, though.
And then my Delta card also gives you a free companion pass. So if you buy whatever class, whatever flight you buy, you can get and domestically, you can get another flight for whoever on that same exact itinerary for free once a year.
Gotcha.
Which is really great. And I also use Expedia, and all the points add up. So when I book hotels, I get points. And then at some point, I get free hotels because I have so many points.
Yeah, I got to get up on my point game.
All right. Now, the NFL has stripped the Miami Dolphins of two draft picks and also suspended and fined the owner, Stephen Ross, after a probe into allegations of tampering and tanking found that his team had impermissible contact with Tom Brady and the agent of former Saints coach Sean Payton. So that investigation determined that they had violated anti-tampering rules on three occasions. The NFL did announce this in a news release yesterday. They found the team did not intentionally lose games, which is known as tanking, but noted that Ross repeatedly suggested that they should prioritize their draft position over winning games during the 2019 season. So they have to forfeit their first round pick in the 2023 draft and a third round pick in the 2024 draft. Ross is also suspended through October 17th, six games into the 2022 season, and has been fined $1.5 million. Now, he did release a statement on the Miami Dolphins Twitter account. He said, with regards to tampering, I strongly disagree with the conclusions and the punishment. However, I will accept the outcome because the most important thing is that there be no distractions for our team as we begin an exciting and winning season. I will not allow anything to get in the way of that.
All right. All right, well, that is your front page news. Get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, Envy? This is C.
C, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Man, I just want to get off my chest that Yeet is annoying.
Why?
Man, like, why is everything got to be ew, ew? Like when the
ew.
There go Yeast. There she is.
Ew, like, I'm ewing you.
I don't rock with Caribbean food, but if peaches.
Ew.
You don't like Caribbean food?
Yeah, you know he's mad that you don't eat coleslaw. Yeah,
you're mad I don't eat coleslaw?
That's what he's mad.
I'm not mad, but why does it got to be ew? It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Why got to be disgusting?
Thoughts and prayers, bro.
It's disgusting to me.
She don't like it. Do you eat booty?
I'm not going to lie. This is why you don't eat Caribbean food. You don't like Jamaican food,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah.
I mean, you sound crazy.
Yeah, you sound crazy. You sound ew.
I don't rock with it, but I don't think
you don't rock with no Caribbean food.
I'm from South Carolina.
No curry chicken, no
oxtail.
No jerk chicken.
I'm from South Carolina, and I love Jamaican food,
curry
bro.
Chicken.
That's cool. I'm from Alabama. We don't rock with it for real.
Ew,
you know what's crazy, though? Caribbean
food. He like, well, I just eat coleslaw all day.
Yeah, Caribbean food is a lot like southern food, though. It's like very, it's very hearty. You know what I mean? Like, it's very hearty. A lot of proteins, a lot of carbs, a lot
I
of
love
sauce.
Caribbean food. That's my favorite food. Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Victoria.
Hey, Victoria. Get it off your chest.
I just wanted to come on here to promote my dad's GoFund. GoFundMe for his memorial. He passed away on the 17th of this month.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Queen.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, I'm sorry. I'm trying not to cry.
Take your time.
So he passed away from ALS, and his money that he had and his 401k is being tied up with his creditors. Mm. And so far, his medical bills outweigh his what he has in the bank account. And the funeral home was so nice and such a blessing to go ahead and bury my father. However, they're going to want their money soon.
Of course.
So I've raised over $1,000 so far. So I'm just trying to put my Cash App, the funeral home's name, and the GoFundMe to anybody out there who wants to donate to a good cause.
How much do you owe?
Well, the funeral was a little over $13,000, so okay. I have maybe $12,000 left.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get the Cash App and the GoFundMe
and
so
the GoFundMe.
People can
put
help.
Put that out there, Mama.
Okay, so my Cash App is the money sign, V like Victoria, Blake, B-L-A-K-E, 89. So that's V Blake, 89, and it's me and my dad's picture up there.
Okay.
And his GoFundMe says Robert L. Watson.
Robert L. Watson.
Okay, Mama. Well, thank you. I'm sorry for your loss again.
All right. Please,
thank you
guys,
you
help
much.
Her out. She's got $12,000 to go.
All right. You know, the crazy thing about it and the sad thing about it is we need to have more conversations about wills and death. So if something does happen, we know what to do. This is a conversation that my mom's been having for me for 20 years, which is crazy. Like, my mom laid it out. So if something happens, I know exactly what to do, where the money is, how to pull the money, how to make sure I get the money, my kids get the money. And these are more conversations we need to have.
It's all about information, man. You know what I mean? People can't do what they don't know.
You're right.
And the other thing is, you know, if you do have debt, and this is something that I've had to tell people, sometimes you want to just say, oh, forget about it. I'll never have the money to pay off these credit cards or whatever. Somebody's going to have to pay it also. So it doesn't just go away. That's what I was having a conversation with some family members about.
800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Okay, first of all, I got some good things off my chest. My daughter just graduated high school, and she's going to Wayne State University for law.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. I'm going to be right there tonight in Midtown.
Oh, girl, you know what? I might have to call off of work and come see you.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there for the next couple of days. That's exciting. Okay.
Okay, and then I got to get off my chest. I do construction in the city of Detroit.
Okay.
And I'm a female, and I'm tired of men telling me that women have no business in the construction field. We need to be in the kitchen or in the office.
Wow.
And I told them just like this, don't get mad because I can do the job better than you and still look good. To
Amen. There you
I know
go.
That's right. I can't believe people still think like that in 2022.
And don't go anywhere. I need to put you on hold because there's been a lot of people calling me for construction in Detroit. And the fact that you are a woman and hopefully your work is amazing, I would love to pass your information around.
I do hazardous waste.
All right. Okay. Yeah, look, because I just did a deal in Detroit, so I'm going to need to talk to you, too. That's why I'm going to be there.
Okay, queen.
All right. Let's get her info.
Okay. Hold on, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what up? Get it off your chest.
Oh, snap. Hey, what's up? I'm Larry from D.C.
Oh, snap.
What up, brother? Get it off your chest.
I'm a single father of three. I recently just won custody of my two younger kids.
Okay.
It was a long process. It was going through COVID. And I'm just grateful, you know, that, you know, us single dads out there, you know, we got a chance to, I got a chance to show that single fathers can do things, too.
You know that's right. Congratulations on winning custody.
Where you from, brother?
I'm from D.C.
D.C.? You feel like driving to my car show August 20th, bringing the kids on me?
I would love to come to your car show.
How many kids you got, brother?
I have a total of three.
Okay, bring them all. Lay on me. I'll put you on hold. That's August 20th. Family fun. They're girls or boys? And what ages?
Two girls, one boy. 13, 10, and 2.
Oh, so they're close to my kids' age. So good. So my kids have some new friends. So bring the kids.
Oh, sweet.
Come on down. There's gaming, there's rides, and all types of fun things, cool cars. So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your information, and we'll get you some tickets. And come on down. Bring the kids. Bring the family.
I appreciate that.
All right. Bring your moms or whoever else that helps you with the kids, and we'll have a good time that day.
Okay.
All right. Hold on, brother.
Okay.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about Blueface and Krishan, his girlfriend. They got into a fight in the streets of Hollywood. What is next for them?
Oh, that relationship is so toxic. We'll talk about it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Very limited time offer. Terms apply.
Power 105.1. Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, promoters have canceled Blueface's upcoming boxing match after this footage has emerged of him getting into an altercation with his girlfriend, Krishan Rock. Now, they were captured on video. Passerby actually was filming the whole situation. They were getting into a physical fight on the streets of Hollywood. This was early this morning, yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. And a source within the LAPD confirms that they have started a preliminary investigation into the altercation. So we don't know whether or not they're going to press charges against each other, but here is Blueface actually offering Krishan money to just leave him.
You got a nice little shiner. I can see she's fine. What's up, cuz? What you need to leave me the f*** alone? F*** yeah, 100,000. Viral now, cuz. Come on. You want to beat me up in public and
All right, she said she does not want to leave him, though, and he also offers an explanation on why they did get into that altercation.
Yeah, I don't know this whore. I don't know her. I barely know her.
Can you stop
calling it? And went through her damn phone. It's ugly. She f***ing CEO at the damn jailhouse.
Why are you lying?
And they come bail her out.
Can you stop?
She's sending the CEO to hotel.
Why are you doing that?
Mr. Hughes, too, yep.
And he got a wife, and she probably gonna see this. Yeah, Mr. Hughes, yep. He was in jail for 48 hours.
How you gotta bail the bitch out and she f***ing the CEO? Like, cuz couldn't give you a get-out-of-jail-free card?
Why? Like, why you have to say that?
He didn't f*** you?
No.
So how you know what hotel you was staying at? He was waiting outside your hotel. He called you. You said you enjoyed his company.
Wait, in person?
Yeah.
Now, Krishan has denied being hit by Blueface after this video. She said only thing he hitting is this tire, and she posted something in the gym. But it doesn't feel like this is a great relationship to be in when things like this have to happen in public for either one of them.
You said press charges. Who would press charges?
Well, neither one of them have done that.
No, because after that whole altercation, they went home and they went, because that video was taken in his bedroom or in their house.
Yeah, so and where he had the black eye and everything, mm-hmm. saying that she attacked him.
So how you lose his boxing gig if he ain't hit her?
Well, I think maybe it was too controversial after that video has emerged. And the company said, in light of the videos that have come to light today of Blueface assaulting his partner, we cannot allow him to participate in a DAZN broadcast fight sports event.
But how
so
can
they said
call?
They need to consider an alternative fight for the card.
But I didn't see the video, but she said he didn't hit her. So how...
It looks like she initiated getting physical. There's mm-hmm. parts where he's like kind of holding her down on the ground, but it's more like restraining her.
So how can they
but
make
there,
it,
there
they,
are parts where it looks like he's swinging a little.
They both got physical with mm-hmm. each other.
It was both of them.
They both okay. got physical with each other.
Yeah.
So why, she just said it didn't happen because she's trying
yeah,
to protect
Yeah, she's... saying it didn't. She doesn't want to leave.
Well, when are adults, I mean, they're both adults, but when are like older people going to, you know, interfere in this situation? Because clearly there's a level
well,
of dysfunction.
His mom and his sister tried. And oh, remember, okay. remember, she fought the mom and the sister. So it's definitely dysfunction and toxic. They, you know.
I would say they should go to therapy, but I don't know. Maybe they should just separate.
Yeah, separate.
Like, yeah, because even the family has gotten involved and.
Take that 100 grand.
All right. Now, a lot of people want to know when Stephen A. Smith is coming back to First Take. So on social media, he responded, August 15th will be the date. So I know people
week.
Miss him being on there, but he had surgery on his shoulder. He's been uncomfortable. It's led to an extended vacation from the program, but he will be back on the 15th.
Hey, man, health first.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, Chris Rock's Everybody Still Hates Chris animated show has been given a straight-to-series order. So that's going to be released via Paramount Plus and Comedy Central. It was announced yesterday, so congratulations. They said Chris Rock is one of the most gifted comedians of all time, and we're excited to partner with him, 3 Arts and CBS Studios, to bring this to life and welcome it as the next big hit in our expanding arsenal of iconic adult animation that includes smash series such as South Park and the new Beavis and Butthead.
I'm definitely watching the Everybody Hates Chris animated series.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
All right. And lastly, get ready for Love and Hip Hop Miami. That super trailer has come out. It looks like Ray J and Princess Love are definitely over. You'll be able to hear that at the end of this clip.
Starting Monday, August 8th, make room for the hottest return of the summer this season.
I'm doing bigger shows, bigger arenas.
Joy is dating because I gave her permission.
Did you want to have kids with me? I feel all alone.
Everything is extra spicy. Make
some noise! We're already talking to other...
Yeah, I am.
I can't keep a secret.
What secret?
All right, so I guess she's already... Princess Love is already talking to other guys. You can hear... Trick Daddy is talking about his wife. He gave her permission to date other people. All kinds of issues. Both Amara La Negra and Shay Johnson were pregnant during this season being taped. And Trina was on the Legends of the Street tour as the only woman. And Ayana Van Zandt is also going to be making an appearance to fix a family in distress. So again, that premieres on Monday. All right. And that is your rumor reports.
All right. We got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes. And let's talk about finances. Okay. For the first time ever, Americans have surpassed $16 trillion in debt. We'll tell you what's going on.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. I just want to tell you, in some sports, the Dallas Cowboys come in as the number one most valuable sports franchise.
That's not new.
Yeah, I think it always does.
No, it just came in again. I guess they did it every year.
Every year they do it.
Every year they do it. So they're saying that out of all the 16 NFL teams, they came in number one at 7.64 billion.
That's because us Dallas Cowboy fans are loyal.
Yeah,
okay.
Y'all are loyal. I was in Dallas and I tried to buy a Yankees hat or a Giants hat and I could not find one.
I believe in when it comes to baseball, the Yankees is probably the most valuable,
yeah,
right?
Yankees is number one. Number two is the Los Angeles Rams when it comes to football, which was strange. I didn't think the Rams were that.
Why? It's L.A.
Yeah, but the Rams are kind of, it's, I don't know. Not, I don't think they're big as the Patriots or the Giants.
All I know is the Dallas Cowboys fans like myself are loyal through thick and thin. Okay. That's right. A lot of thin. But guess what? We don't waver. We're not like everybody else who jumps from team to team every year. I'm a Dallas Cowboys. And guess who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
The Giants.
The Dallas Cowboys.
The Patriots are number three. The Giants are number four. And the 49ers are number five.
Oh, by the way, that's Cowboys are number one most valuable sports team franchise, period. Now, not just NFL. Let's be clear on that.
Shut up.
So don't throw that out there. That's soccer and everything else.
All right. Continue, ye.
All right, well, Nancy Pelosi has...
Like I care, like I'm getting any of that money.
...met with the president of Taiwan in a historic visit, but that has also escalated tensions with China. Here's what Nancy Pelosi has to say.
The story of Taiwan is an inspiration to all freedom-loving people in the United States and around the world. Out of a crucible of challenge, you have forged a flourishing democracy, one of the freest in the world. Today, our delegation, of which I'm very proud, came to Taiwan to make unequivocally clear we will not abandon our commitment to Taiwan and we are proud of our enduring friendship.
Now, China immediately condemned Nancy Pelosi's visit. The Chinese Foreign Ministry released a statement after her arrival, and they said those who play with fire will perish by it, and that the visit represents a serious violation that seriously infringes upon China's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Why is America always playing with people? Like, if China decides they want to take Taiwan back the way Russia is trying to take Ukraine back, what is America going to do? America, not right now, okay? Y'all don't have the strength, all right? You need something to eat, some water. You need to work out. You are in no position, okay, to be poking these bears, okay?
All right, well, Republicans have also supported this trip. They said, we support Speaker of the House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. For decades, members of the United States Congress, including previous speakers of the House, have traveled to Taiwan. This travel is consistent with the United States, one China policy to which we are committed.
Yeah, but once again, why agitate people? Like, why? What's the point? America is in no position to want that kind of smoke at this moment. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada.
Now, speaking of America and what's going on here, financially, Americans have been piling up credit card debt as they are struggling to keep up with the high cost of living. U.S. household debt has surpassed $16 trillion for the first time ever during the second quarter, according to the New York Federal Reserve. Even as borrowing costs are surging, they said credit card balances have increased by $46 billion last quarter. So the New York Fed said that the credit card binge at least partly reflects inflation as prices are rising at the fastest pace in more than 40 decades. And researchers also wrote in a blog post, the impacts of inflation are apparent in high volumes of borrowing. So not only are credit card balances rising, but Americans have also opened 233 million new credit card accounts during the second quarter. That's the most since 2008.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a lot of debt, guys.
It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot more, especially with rates going high and prices going up and inflation and happening. And yeah, it's going to be a lot more. People can't afford it.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
Orange juice was, I just bought a thing of orange juice again. It was $4.99. That ish is crazy. All right. All right, when we come back, Kevin Gates will be joining us. He has a new album out right now. He's supposed to come up here a couple of times, but I know the last time somebody in his camp had COVID and he couldn't get up here. But we're going to talk to him today, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The good brother.
Kevin Gates.
Thank you for having me.
Man, you look good, man.
Thank you.
Like, you look in shape, healthy. You got the God's glow around you, man.
You look good also.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, we ain't seen you in a long time, man. When's the last time Kevin been up here?
Like five, six years.
How's everything been, brother? How are you feeling? How are you?
You want me to be honest?
Yes. Absolutely.
It's been an amazing journey. Wow. It's been difficult, but I feel amazing.
What made you want to get into your fitness journey, man?
It go with the spiritual, like mind, body, soul connection.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come from a place of doing a lot of drugs and not being self-accountable, not holding myself accountable for things and past traumatic experiences that I went through. I was really operating out of fear. Mm. Not to just go down that, but the first time I ever spoke about this was in with the Mike Tyson interview. Mm-hmm. I was talking about, I'm a great father. I'm not a big stepper. Like, the violence that I exhibited was because I was molested when I was young. Mm-hmm. So that's what made me just operate out of fear. I had that fear of being vulnerable. You know, I took all these different styles of martial arts, weaponry, all of these things, but I was operating out of a place of fear because even though I'm hurt, I'm tough, mm-hmm. you still got that fear of being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And it's something that a lot of men don't speak on. But I had read this book by, I think his name, Mr. Jason Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hell like, yeah, Cry Like a Man. Yeah, that's my homie. I love
and
Jason.
Like, and he was like, men are supposed to be nurturers also. It's like society wants you to just be tough and don't ever, you know. But I was like, I cry 2-3 times a day sometimes. Mm-hmm. Working out, doing yoga and things of that nature because you have to release or you'll implode. And then I'm real conscious of like my words, like what I say to people. I make sure, even if I'm hurting your feelings, I make sure I say it out of a place of love.
Right. I was gonna ask, was that book got you to open up, or did you see therapy?
Oh no, sir.
Or was it
no,
something like, what
no,
got
sir.
You to open up?
You want me to be honest?
Absolutely honest.
I don't think you know any other way to be, yeah, Mr. Right. Gates. What are you talking about?
Like, I mean, I don't want to trigger. No. I don't want to trigger nobody.
No, but, be honest. Odyssey helps.
Well, y'all know. When I was 17, I believe I had shot myself in the head. I tried to commit suicide. I still had a bullet in my head. Mm-hmm. And then 2020, I believe, I was going to push my shit out again.
Yeah, I saw you say that on Big Fat.
I got off Instagram. Yeah. I did all of that. I disconnected my Instagram, got off social media, and I was by myself. And just through the course of events, like, I don't want to talk about it to trigger nobody, but
absolutely.
I was going to kill myself. I wasn't happy.
What got you out of it? What made you stop?
Once I got off Instagram, I was making a lot of comparisons because I put in so much work to be an amazing artist, but you never celebrate it properly, mm-hmm. you know, especially when you're a man. And I'm not no alpha male advocate or no, I ain't with all that dumb ass mm-hmm. I believe it take balance. You know, like, I ain't with that, a woman gonna do what I say. I ain't with that silly ass. This ain't no toxic masculinity.
You sacred talking, masculine, divine feminine.
You talking about the whole of divine feminine mm-hmm. and the sacred masculinity? Mm-hmm. That's God.
That's right.
How you know about that?
Man, what you talking about, man?
You at tune. So anyway, just during the course of events, me getting off Instagram, stop making comparisons, because comparisons is the killer of all joy. Mm-hmm. People show their highlight rims. DJ Envy pulling up in Ferraris. But his home life might be straight bullshit, but he making it look good. And it's like, you compare your real life and all the problems you got to somebody's highlight reel, and that shit caused depression. Mm. So I got off social media for like a year and a half, and I just started living. And I saw that, man, the streets love me. Everywhere I go, people love me. And I had to realize, hold on, man, I got to reaffirm some things with myself.
Man, I'm going to recommend this book to you. I want to show it to you.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
If I was to bring the copy of your book up here, would you sign it for me?
Man, of course, Kevin. This is what you need to read. Ego is the enemy.
Trust me.
I carry it with me.
Trust me. I know.
Word. But I love it.
I know.
I love Word. How you talk about it, though. And the reason that, you know, it might be triggering to some, but for some it helps. So I was big the same brother. Way with you. I was five seconds away from shooting myself too. And it's because I didn't think I was worthy.
That's right.
Of my house, of my wife, of my kids.
We only
of my
feel
family.
As good as what we could do for somebody.
But what helped me is when I spoke about it. And yes, I realized so many other people were in that same position.
Man, they got men walk up to me every day and cry. Every day. If I'm in the gym, man, thank you for being so transparent. Like, don't nobody talk about this. I'm talking about bodybuilder, super mm-hmm. big, and I could tell that you doing this out of frustration. Mm-hmm. So I changed the way that I even approach the gym now. When I go to make myself feel good. Mm-hmm. I go to put positive energy in my body. I did yoga before I came up here. Mm-hmm. I gotta open myself up and feel positive.
I go to therapy once a week. I've been doing it for like 6 years, but therapy is not everybody's form of healing. So what else do you do to like, what do you do on your healing journey? Like, what got you started?
I had to get by myself.
Okay.
And one of the biggest things I do, I keep self-inventory. Mm-hmm. I write down the things that I'm feeling, whatever it is, and I go back and answer them questions. I talk to myself. I used to think I was weird for doing it. Then I read that all geniuses talk to themselves. I'm in tune with myself. I can be alone. Is it difficult? It is. That's like when they got this yoga pose called a pigeon pose. I never knew nothing about no emotional detoxing. What the f- you know walk around talking about, man, you need an emotional detox? We not taught that.
That's real.
I was doing a pigeon pose just to open my hips up more. Like, okay, this going to give you more strength in the gym. But I'm looking at it for the strength aspect, and it was so healing because I started crying right there uncontrollably. She put her hands on my back. She say, a lot of what you feeling right now is not your own. Mm. It's psychic debris. You're having an emotional detox right now. Just breathe into the pose. She say a lot of the anger and frustration and emotions are harbored in the gut and in the hips. I never knew this. So I emotionally detoxed before I came up here because I don't want to project. Even with my son, he told me something one day and hold on, I'm handling him bad. This unchecked aggression.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not in tune with myself, if I'm not happy, I can't make my children happy. I can't be the man I'm supposed to be for my family.
That's real. What got you into yoga?
I got into it in prison on my last bid. It was a blessing. But the first, when I was like presented with the opportunity to do yoga, I'm like, man, I'm not about to do that ass shit. You going there and bent over. I ain't got time to be doing that shit. You know, I was just, you know, you judge it because you don't understand it.
Correct.
My first class, maybe 2 minutes into it, I had to run to the bathroom and just everything out my body. He say, you releasing. Everything that's no longer serving your higher self. So I just started experimenting with yoga and gym, and I noticed, I'm like, this curbed my appetite. You focusing on your breath, you focusing on yourself. This person may be able to stretch way better than you, but guess what? Everybody's on their own individual journey.
That's right.
So it kind of teach you to not compare, and it also teach you to, even though situations may get rough or tense, you just breathe through it and work through it. And the reward been in the journey. I ain't trying to get to no destination. I'm loving the journey right now.
And what you said is key, though. You said, like, there's no destination to healing. It's a constant journey. Man, healing's not journey. Linear at all.
I'm in love with the journey. Like, all my friends, at first, they were like, there you go with this old health ass. But they starting to get in tune.
I was going
to
ask you, what about your friends and your family and your queen? Like, because your journey has changed.
When it first started, it was a lot of resistance. Because it's alien to people. I'm exhibiting alien behavior. It's unknown. It's foreign. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I had to follow my heart because I never wanted to sit and watch TV and say, you know what? What if I never would have tried? That'll be my biggest regret. I had everything taken from me in 2016. I was innocent over a lie, nominated for a Grammys, all of that. But it was beautiful because this time I'm even helping more people. But I harbored a lot of resentment toward that. I'm like, man, why I keep getting looked over? I do nothing but great But then when somebody else emulate what I do, the world slap them on the ass and applaud. Like, why don't nobody notice me? Because it wasn't my time yet. I wasn't ready to receive these blessings. These blessings wasn't denied. They was just delayed. So now I'm receiving my blessings.
All right, well, keep it locked. We got more with Kevin Gates. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Kevin Gates. Now, I wanted to ask you, we had a big discussion about this when you said it on the radio, right?
What I said?
When you were talking about Miss B, talking about another man's wife.
Yeah, what I said? This ain't no disrespect to Jigga, man, through Nipsey. That's been knocker. Don't know if they in the swing of Beyonce. Need to let me hit her. Make a piss all on this dude. Respectfully, I'll buy the shiver. That's one of the most beautiful women in the world. I can't be a fan.
Yes, you can.
I'm sitting in the trap house around the monsters just looking at TV just, man, I swear to God. When I said that, everybody feel like that. They just scared to say it. I ain't scared to say it.
What is respect for another man's wife? That's
why. Another man's
I
wife.
Said respectfully.
That don't mean respectfully.
I meant it with all due respect.
Word.
If somebody said that about your lady, your queen,
you're
supposed wife at the time.
That'll feel good. You supposed to fantasize about what I got. I'm living your dreams every night. Yeah, I'm punching in her living your dreams. What? I don't want nothing don't nobody else want.
I get it.
That's like if Angela, you or my lady, I'm not trying. I'm only being illustrative, if that's a word.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. That's your lady.
If you my lady,
now I'm
and I know one. All y'all just, y'all want my woman. I'm about to walk up and give you a big hug and grip that ass in front of him. Yeah, I don't care.
Right, but somebody that's not on your same playing field saying, stick my tongue in your ass and squirrel it around like a helicopter.
I do all that.
Pull a nipple.
I do all that to my wife. What's that?
So you wouldn't feel a way if another man said that about your wife?
I wouldn't give a fuck. I don't care about what nobody think about me or what nobody say.
and you still would have the same respect for that individual.
Yeah,
me. Still speak to the same way. We can still do a song with each other. We still good.
I mean, if you speak to me, I'll speak to you. You know, men greet men. I don't know what you got going on today. See, y'all invited me here. I'm not going to go nowhere I'm not invited.
That's real.
So if somebody invite me somewhere, then yeah, I'm a, you know, I'm a gangster and a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Well, how you doing, beloved? You know, I'm going to greet you humble. That's it. Men greet men.
You know, you said some other shit too that on a song, Shoot My Shot.
No,
hold on, hold on. This was interesting to me.
I knew it was coming.
Hold on, because I got to bring this up.
They buttered me up with all of the positivity.
You know the show.
Now, most guys would be intimidated by a situation like this, right?
What kind of situation?
Shoot My Shot. You said that you...
I don't remember, because you...
Yes, I'm going to tell you
I have
you
no
right
recollection
now.
Of that better.
Because I'm going to mention this just because we did a, on Lip Service, we had AJ Johnson on, and she was talking about how she was with two guys, and it turned into this whole thing where people were like condemning her for it, and she had to actually come back on to defend herself about a situation that she had. But you were like, look, I don't mind. I would actually like to fuck a girl and have another guy, like, you know, like a threesome. And like my homie, you know, just be able to do that. And I won't look at her no different.
You can't do that with no anybody. You got to have somebody that's going to respect that woman like you respect that woman.
Right.
Even the way that we issue to her. Like it's a lot of women that love that, but they have a fear of being judged.
I ain't going to cap the way you say it. You said punch and issue. I'm using both of those.
Oh, God.
But no, go ahead, because I feel like that's a taboo thing, and people
What's
look at
taboo?
It. They'll say like, "Oh, she got a train ran on her, or that happened."
What's the
instead of it being
okay, when you go, see, you listening at people that don't even know who they are. They not even comfortable with their sexuality. You don't even know who you are. You don't even know what you like. How can I let somebody that don't know what they like tell me what's wrong and what's right for me?
Mm-hmm.
I talk to women. I'm talking about up in rank, having businesses and everything, and they just. Kevin, I just love the way you just slept me out. They love that. I just feel free when I'm with you. No judgment. Yeah, baby, no judgment. People go through How you think I got this good? Because practice don't make you perfect. Practice only makes you better. If a woman had been with a lot of people, you know what? You got field credentials. I'm not. That's like Charlamagne 2 inches longer than mine. We both still hitting that I'm in your stomach. If a woman say I'm not in her stomach, she hating on me. Y'all with that boy.
I want to know what do you say no to in the bedroom? Because it feel like there's no holds barred. What is some things that you're like, I ain't doing that somebody's asked you to do?
Don't nobody ask me to do nothing, because I'm such a pleaser. And a woman better know when you aiming to please her. A woman better know if you doing this selfishly. A woman better know if you're doing this with gratitude. And guess what? I'm thankful for you right now, because this is a whole blessing.
That's real.
I pray and everything before I have sex. This is spiritual. My wouldn't get hard if it wasn't without the permission of the Creator. So I'm going to pray before I do this. I'm going to make it sacred, because guess who know about it? Business is between those who make it.
That's right. You know, you got the song Thinking With My with Juicy J. How does a man not think with his
That glow that you say you see, and that aura, that presence that you feel when I walk in the room, a lot of people are going to talk against this, but this comes from semen retention and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
If I wake up in the morning, they call it morning wood, you know, you could choose to, it's a choice. You could choose to put a sock on your dick and beat it and shoot your precious life force in a sock, or you could choose to get up and put that energy into your workout. You could take your sexual cravings and translate that energy into something else. And it shows. And something else that I've noticed since I've been on this journey, I've been practicing about maybe 3.5 years. Everybody that meet me now say, man, your energy is so different now, because I'm translating it. Even when I'm around women, they tell me, you know what? You talk about a lot of sexual related topics in your songs. I say, you know how? I say, because I abstain. And I put my cravings into the music. Mm-hmm. And when I catch you, guess what? I'm not going to play with you. But I don't get creep energy from you, because I don't look at women objectively.
Have you ever met your match in the bedroom?
I met somebody really close. The reason I say she really, really close, oh, God, don't kill me. She got acne in her face. I know this going to sound crazy. I know this going to sound crazy. Okay. A lot of women with acne in their face got good because their hormones are so imbalanced that it caused them to have congestion, so they not releasing properly. See, once I start really just caught in, I really put it on her face started clearing up. Because a lot of time we break out, you know this, we have back acne developed due to what? Stress and things of that nature. I'm not saying all women with acne.
That's when they get eczema, all anything with the skin, yeah.
But a lot of the things that go on with us are really internally. I'm not just saying it for that, but she up there. She in my top three.
That's good, man, because there's a lot of women out there with acne and they got insecurities because of the acne, but you just...
I'm so serious. Like a woman with a little bit of congestion, little acne in her face, them be the ones.
Now, you know what I wanted to ask you about your relationship with Drika? Because there's been a lot of speculation online. So how is everything?
Man, let them speculate. I don't answer no. I don't do that with the internet. Let them say what they want to say about me. I don't care.
Because then you see her, she still know all the lyrics to all the songs on the album. She posting that.
Look like she love me.
Yeah.
And I love her. Okay. That's it. Like, what else? Why does it matter? People be, I just want to know. I just know. Listen, you living vicariously through somebody else. You looking at my life for your source of entertainment.
For that situation, because y'all were so entwined with each other.
We still is entwined.
How do we know they not?
I know.
But still entwined.
When people don't see something, they always, well, why? What happened? You know, people are nosy.
Yeah. Well, they'll see you with somebody else, and then they'll be like, oh, he's doing this and
did
doing
you
that.
See me nailing somebody else?
No,
or you
no.
just seen me with somebody else?
No.
You ain't seen me pin nothing
you
to
me. Punching that in somebody else?
Oh, my God.
You saw me issuing somebody else?
You see him there he go. I can't even.
She had acne.
But I'm just saying, it's a true statement. Like, let's go off statistics. I'm going to say all of the women I done ran across with that little acne in their face.
Oh,
then been pressure. Real pressure.
Oh,
and they had an insecurity about their acne. Girl, come on, lick your little bumps. You better stop playing with me.
All right, well, keep it locked. We got more with Kevin Gates when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good
morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Kevin Gates. Charlamagne.
What has impacted your life more, Islam or hip hop?
You know, I'm going to tell you something, to be honest. And I mean this with all due respect. The people that hurt me the most is my own people. Like, it's a lot of Muslims that love me, but it's also a lot of Muslims that judge me. You can't have tattoos. That's haram. This, that. Haram, it means forbidden. You can't do this and this. Man, you know who helped me, like, really get back on my feet since my last tour? It been Jews and transgenders. I got a partner, he a Jew. He bringing me coffee deals and all of this. We doing all these investments. This lady, she a transgender. She say, baby, you can use my warehouse if you want to. Put all your merch in there. Just gave me the warehouse, man. The words you say, they speak to my spirit. I love who you are. I love what you stand for. It be the people that the world say is the most worst people, up people on earth, been the people that helped me. And it's my own people that judge me and kick me when I'm down and always got something negative to say about me, always in my business, keep my name in mess. Like then they say Black Lives Matter and get mad when I don't support it. Who they matter to? We kill each other all day. I told God, man, I hate to say it. I mean, it's without due respect. Hey, look, if I got to come back a nigga, I just wait till something else come available, big dog. I don't even want to be no nigga.
Really?
Everybody won't be a nigga till it's time to be one.
But you a black God, though. Nigga is what the white man told us we were.
Nah, nigga mean king.
That's what they say.
That's why you hear me say B-O-N, big old nigga. That mean king. We was taught wrong. I'm a big old nigga. It's nothing I can't go through and adapt and adjust and become greater.
Yeah, they are.
But that's where most of my problems don't come from. Other people come from niggas.
Yeah,
that's who judge
me.
That's who kick me when I'm down.
But that's also who supports you, too.
I can't say it's just niggas that support me. You know what it is that support me? Real people. I don't look at that like that. I look at it as real people and fake people. And you never know who your blessing gonna come through, so you can't judge.
That's true.
Don't you believe it's a white supremacist system that put us in this position to even be the way we are to each other sometimes?
They say that, but I ain't shit. I got a good heart. I try to help niggas. I get shitted on.
But you
every
healing,
time.
Though.
There's a bunch of brothers and sisters that support you and help
yeah,
you.
Yeah, real people.
Album, support you
it's real
support.
People and fake people.
But they black.
But the people that then really kick me when I'm down be the people that look like me, the people that judge me. Be the people that look like me.
That's why I think God using you as a vessel now to help people
I hope somebody
heal.
Hear this and realize that, man, look, hey, I can't do no right. I stayed to get ridiculed, talked about, kicked in my ass for nothing, for what? I ain't trying to admit this type of emotion, but, man, this shit hurt.
I feel you.
This shit hurt, homie.
I feel you.
I ain't even made contact with that girl in Florida. You got on the stand and lied on me. A nigga. and I love you, because maybe God used you for me to go through this transition. I wouldn't be who I am not, so I attached that positive energy to it. But I had harbored a lot of resentment from that. Y'all took me from my children over a $400 fine. Y'all gave me 6 months for that. When it's time for me to come home?
Illinois say you got a warrant.
What you know about having your heart broke like that?
Get to Chicago jail.
You know I'm doing my bid, middle of my bid.
Your brother just got murdered.
What you know about having your heart broke like that? I could keep going, but like, I could keep going. Man, I was destroyed on the inside, man. It hurt. Like, so of course I get emotional just thinking about it. Like, it's like I can't do no right.
But you'd be surprised how many people you're helping right now by
That's
having
right.
this conversation.
Just by having this conversation.
Yeah, like, I mean.
Living the way you living.
I mean, I look at Malcolm X and all the that he stood for and all that shit. And I identify with him. I do. And I was like, yeah, you know, went to jail. We going to ride in this bitch. Yeah, they feeding us cold food. I'm about to stand. Come on, let's go. When they come in this bitch, let's go. You know what them did? When they came in there with them guns and shit, this one got in a wreck. I'm out there fighting by myself. You know what the warden told me? He said, I respect you. You're a man, but start sticking by yourself. I can't win.
You know what Minister Farrakhan said one time? Minister Farrakhan said, you have to love black people more than they hate themselves.
I guess. I love God, and I love my family, and I love the people that love me. Mm-hmm. I'm not walking out here. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. People I don't like, I don't wish no good on them. I hope you drive down the street and get hit by a car and die.
This is why healing is
I don't wish good for
not linear. Healing is
I don't
is linear.
I don't like I don't wish like I'm gonna be honest.
Doesn't sound like me.
I don't wish good like I be hearing people say that, man. He hurt you. I wish the best for you. I'm gonna say I wish you the best because I'm not gonna put no negative energy. But I don't wish no good for you. I don't give a fuck what happened to you.
This is why healing isn't a task, it's a practice.
It is, but all right? The same way. If you do something
it's
that
a journey.
Well, I just don't wish no harm on anybody. I just mind my business.
Man, that shit sound cool. I'm going to tell the truth, though. Hey, if you hurt me or fuck over me, man, I wish something bad happened to you.
That's why you punched that wrestler so hard?
Who, me? No comment.
Why you punched that wrestler so hard?
No comment.
They were like, that's not what we rehearsed.
I'm just asking, though.
No, on the same.
Like, the world want to be politically correct. I'm not trying to be politically correct.
I always feel like the worst thing you can do is be successful.
They say light skin when I do that.
I be having those feelings, but then I just...
I think just be successful and cut somebody off so that they have no access to you, and I think that's
I mean, why would I throw away all of this behind a peon, a peasant mindset? If you did something malicious to me, that just show me where your mindset that you a peasant. But I ain't wishing the best for you. I don't care what the fuck happened to you.
Yeah, now I'm not wishing the best, but I'm just not.
You just said you
no,
wished
I didn't. I said I would cut off access to you, and
but you cut off access.
I would be successful.
I don't wish the best. I might say that. Hey, stay blessed, yeah. Boy. F- you die today.
I ain't gonna say the boy. F- you die today.
Boy,
I might
you.
F- that, but I feel
man. F- you. I'm gonna. Hey, listen. I'm gonna say what everybody scared to say. I'm not with that politically correct.
But all of that, you knew intro was gonna be how you had to start the album off because I see all of that in the intro.
Yeah, when I make music, that's therapy for me. Mm-hmm. I'm releasing all of these emotions and things of that nature. And it's healing for people to hear that, oh man, I'm going through the same thing he going through. This how he deal with it with fitness. This how he deal with it. I could go smoke weed, but I love what Inka Johnson say. He said a lot of these brothers, when shit get difficult, they just go blow weed. They ain't got nothing invested. See, when you invest in something, and you hustle and you work for something, you got a different type of attachment to it. You gonna have a cold day in hell for somebody to try to take this from you. We live by this, we die by this. We don't surrender, we don't retreat. Every man must search his own soul. I listen to that quote every morning. Every man must search his own soul. And I gotta just tell the truth. I don't feel like a lot of these people feel. Are they scared to say that's how they feel? I don't care. Whatever you think about me, I don't care. I'm happy. I'm
with you. The moral of this interview is healing isn't a task, it's a process.
Now, see, he trying to do all
okay.
that.
Healing isn't linear.
Put the disclaimer.
Let's say healing is a journey, not
healing
a destination.
Is a journey. That's right.
Hey, you really going to autograph my book? You just said that because the camera.
No, I got you, man. I appreciate what you have
doing. Can I have an autograph copy of it because I ain't bring my book?
Done. I'll give it to Crespo. I don't have none up here. Right. But I appreciate what you out here doing, Cav.
Yes,
I do. I really
Thank
do because people need to hear it from
y'all
people
had
like
me
you.
On Don't Care Today.
When?
Talking about you don't smell that. That was a learning
experience.
Oh, that
experience. Wasn't Donkey today, though.
Oh, all right.
That was funny. I thought that should have been a challenge. I wanted people to do it.
You want me to eat this?
You want me to eat this? You want me to eat this?
It's Kevin Gates. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Thank y'all. I love y'all.
Uncle Johnny made my dress that cheap ass spandex looks a mess. What?
What's wrong with you, man?
What's wrong with you? I saw what you posted on Instagram last night in your IG story.
What I post?
You posted, they coming for my head. I was like, damn. Indeed.
Like, who's coming for you?
I was like, they coming for his head?
Oh, wow. Man. I'm talking the car show. I'm talking about Trader Truth and Living on the Country
Boy.
I didn't see it.
What
did you think?
You know what I thought. I just was wondering why you were soliciting it like that on your IG story.
I hate you, man.
Like you don't have a son.
Pause.
I ain't pausing nothing. You posted it.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's be honest. Like, what's wrong with you?
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, not only has Beyonce removed the word spaz from her song Heated, but she also has removed the usage of that milkshake interpolation from Khalees from her song Energy after Khalees had some issues saying that it was disrespectful and she didn't like the way that she wasn't notified about this. She said it's not a collab, it's theft.
I'm so confused now.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
So now it's gone.
That's what I'm confused
about. It's off the song now. Tidal and Apple have appeared to remove that interpolation of milkshake at the tail end of Energy, and nobody has commented on it.
And the credit, I heard too, right? They said see, that's what I'm confused about, because and maybe I need to pay more attention, but I thought Khalees was upset that she didn't get credited. So if she got credited in the first place, what was the problem? If she was credited on the song, what was the problem?
So she got credited.
That's what I found out yesterday. They said she removed the credit from the song.
Well, yeah, full credits revealed the song in question was Milkshake, with Pharrell and Chad Hugo credited on the track.
I thought they said Khalees was credited too. I thought they said they removed her credit yesterday.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what it says.
I thought they said they removed the sample and credit.
But why would you want to take the sample off? Because you get paid off of that, right? Every time that record gets played, you get PC.
Well, we don't know who owns whatever publishing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So we don't know who actually gets paid for it.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, so interpolation is also different than sampling. That's when they alter the sound. Sampling takes the song directly with no changes. So an interpolation is a little bit different. So that was an interpolation.
I wonder if this made Khalees' screams go up. Because I'm sure a lot of people went out there and searched Khalees. Because Khalees got a lot of fans out there, bro.
She does.
See, because Khalees said in her Instagram video, publishing was stolen. People were swindled out of rights. It happens all the time, especially back then. So it's not about me being mad about Beyonce. And she said, Pharrell knows better. This is a direct hit at me, and he does this stuff all the time. Okay, now another person, when certain things happen, like when the word spaz was removed from Beyonce's song, Monica Lewinsky actually posted after that, and she wants that lyric taken out of the song Partition. He Monica Lewinsky'd
okay,
all on my
now.
Gown.
That was 5 years ago.
She said, while we're at it, hashtag Partition.
You know how many artists have said things about Monica Lewinsky? You know how many comedians have made Monica Lewinsky jokes? How many TV shows have referenced that? Like, why is she talking to Beyonce?
That's what the Beehive said. Monica, girl, be realistic. Why are you only talking about Beyonce? There were plenty of other artists.
What if Beyonce would have tweeted out, suck my D, Monica Lewinsky?
All on my dress.
Goodness gracious.
All right, so all of that drama. But, you know, the album is getting a lot of great reviews, too. So
amazing
at the same
album.
Time, there's a lot going on. All right, Irv Gotti is on Drink Champs with Ja Rule. And in the teaser, apparently he talks about finding out about Ashanti dating Nelly.
I could get past you wanting to be with Nelly.
Sounds like you didn't get past that. I'm just being honest.
Listen. You wanna hear how I found out?
How did you find out, sir?
I was at home.
Uh-huh. And there wasn't no Twitter or Instagram back then.
I was at home. Okay. Listen to this. This is God wanted me to find out. I was at home. NBA package. I like watching sports. Oh my God, what's this commotion going on in the stadium? We just found out what the commotion is. Nelly has walked in with Ashanti.
So that episode, according to Drink Champs, said this Irv Gotti and Ja Rule dynamic is amazing. New Drink Champs Thursday on Revolt. We're getting ready for the Murder, Inc. story on at BET. All right, and Eminem has unveiled the Curtain Call 2 track list. That's actually going to be coming out on Friday, by the way. So some of the people featured on here, Jordan Lucas, Juice WRLD, Pink, Snoop Dogg, Rihanna is on there, Kehlani, Yellow Wolf, Ed Sheeran, Dr. Dre, and 50 Cent. That's the Cracker Bottle. Gwen Stefani, CeeLo Green, a whole lot of appearances on this.
So what is this? This is a new album, a new project, or is it remastered? Added
it's
new
a
songs?
It's a two-disc collection of greatest hits. It's called Curtain Call 2. So all of those songs with those features are going to be on their collabs.
So greatest hits album.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
You're going to get that money. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Charlamagne, who you giving that donkey to?
Man, four after the hour, I want to give donkey today to the 11 Republicans who voted against the PACT Act. I'll tell you all about it four after the hour.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Right now, everyone can enter Mattress Firm's Unjunk Your Sleep sweepstakes for the chance to win a dream bedroom valued up to $2,500 plus $1,000 cash. To enter and view official rules, visit thebreakfastclubonline.com.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
On that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Wednesday, August 3rd goes to the 11 Republicans who voted against the PACT Act. What is the PACT Act? Well, it would boost health care for veterans exposed to toxins during war. The bill increases health care funding and access for military veterans. Can we name all 11 Republican senators who voted Tuesday against our veterans? Yes, we can. Mitt Romney of Utah, Rand Paul of Kentucky, Mike Crapo of Idaho, James Lankford of Oklahoma, Mike Lee of Utah, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, James Risch of Idaho, Richard Shelby of Alabama, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, and Tom Tillis of North Carolina. All 11 senators all blocked the bill that would, among other things, expand health care for members of the military diagnosed with rare cancers as a result of their service. If you've been listening to your Uncle Charlotte, your brother Leonard on this radio for years, then you know without a shadow of a doubt how I feel about veterans, okay? Military veterans deserve it all, all right? True American patriots who went out and fought for this country should never have to worry about anything ever again, okay, in this country, all right? At the very least, this country should take care of their basic needs, all right? There's not too many things that piss me off more than seeing homeless military veterans begging for change in these American streets. I hate it, okay? All this money we pay in taxes, military veterans should have free housing, free health insurance, and the best health insurance. And they should be getting some type of stipend every month so they can pay their bills, all right, and keep their refrigerators full. That should be the bare minimum for how military veterans are rewarded in this country. But those 11 Republicans I just named voted against the bill, citing concerns over costs. This is so nuts to me because just last month, the House passed the $840 billion military spending bill. And not once did I hear someone say, how are we going to pay for it? Okay, not once did I see anyone concerned over the cost. Now, it's not all bad news because even though these 11 Republicans did vote against the PACT Act, the bill, you know, did pass yesterday, okay? It was approved in the Senate by a vote of 86-11, all right? But a week after, 41 Republicans elected to stall it because of what I told you before, cost, okay? America is literally that dude you see out wearing all the designer, you know, driving the luxury car, balling out on Instagram, but he owe you money. Okay, and when you ask for your money, they ain't got it. Mm-mm. All right, even worse, America is the friend that has no problem spending full price on other people's products. But when you, said person's friend, said person's family are selling something, they want it for free or a discount. When it's you, they start complaining about the price. Disgusting. Okay, now, I am glad this bill passed and the veterans will get what they earned and deserve, but what changed all of these Republicans' mind? I'm not talking about the 11 getting donkey of the day today. I'm talking about the rest of them. Well, I'll tell you what changed their minds. Good old-fashioned shame, okay? That's all. Good old-fashioned shame. Shame works sometimes, all right? Y'all ain't seen Envy with Beijing in his beard in a while. You know why? Because I shame him about it all the time.
That's not true.
Okay?
I never had Beijing.
All right? Okay. Okay.
It's just for him.
It's just same. That's right, Geese. Just for me. All right? But good old-fashioned shame. You know where that good old-fashioned shame came from? John Stewart, all right, the legend, one of the greatest and strongest voices I have personally ever witnessed in my lifetime, led the charge with shame when 41 Republicans elected to stall the final passage of this measure. John Stewart tore into all they asses, all right? Pat Toomey, he wasn't shamed enough to, you know, change his vote, but Pat Toomey, Ted Cruz, the light that John Stewart shined on this bill last week, no doubt change the minds of these fake patriots who claim to care about this country, who claim to put America first, but yet they will vote against things that will actually help the people who have put their lives on the line for this country. And guess what? When people do things like that, they deserve to be shamed. Now, we can't play John Stewart's whole 10-minute speech, but I do want to play some of it because he summed it up quite simple and plain. Let's listen.
So ain't this a bitch? Yeah. Ain't this a bitch? America's heroes who fought in our wars outside sweating their asses off with oxygen, battling all kinds of ailments, while these motherfuckers sit in the air conditioning, walled off from any of it. They don't have to hear it. They don't have to see it. They don't have to understand that these are human beings. Do you get it yet? Mm. Do we see that these aren't heroes? These are men and women, mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers. This is an embarrassment to the Senate, to the country, to the founders, and all that they profess to hold dear. And if this is America first, then America is f***ed.
If this is America first, then America is effed. America been effed, if you ask me, but I'm a black man from the South, so my perspective is different, but it's virtually the same. Okay, America does not take care of its own. It simply doesn't. America does not take care of any of the real patriots in this country, the people who actually believe and live the liberty, freedom, and justice for all creed. Okay, the real patriots who simply want America to keep its promises. They get treated the worst in this country. Military veterans who actually fought for this country get discarded, forgotten about. And it's easy to do that to them unless you raise holy hell about it like John Stewart did and shame people into doing the right thing. Because whether you're black or white, gay or straight, Muslim or Christian, we as American citizens all have friends and family who are military veterans. So that's the one issue that we can hear and say that's effed up they did that. All right, you gonna block funding to help people who fought for this country? And you, 11 Republicans who getting donkey today, you really going to try to hold hostage this legislation that will help those veterans because you oppose the Inflation Reduction Act? That's what this is all about. They oppose the Inflation Reduction Act, which includes money to combat climate change and lower health care costs. That's why they all voted against helping the veterans in the first place. All right? Stop using people's problems as chess pieces for your silly political pissing contest. All right, folks is out here in need, and they can't get those needs met because y'all busy measuring each other's little teeny weeny penises. All right? We the people. Yeah, right. How? When you never, ever put those people over your politics. Please give those 11 Republicans who voted against the PAC Act the biggest hee-haw. I'm glad it passed, though. Those veterans deserve it all. And why you got a little twinkle in your eye when I said teeny weeny?
You said something very interesting.
I did. Get your ruler.
What?
I was talking about the Beijing. I don't use Beijing. What are you talking about Beijing? See?
You use just for men. We know this, bruh. Right.
Yes.
You don't want any more, though, because I shamed you out of it.
I still use it. I just different color.
Ah, you just admitted you used it.
He said he used it. He always said he used it. He even told us what number, right?
He don't listen when I talk.
I know.
Hey, now you just said you don't use Beijing.
I don't use Beijing.
What is it then?
I'm not telling you.
Just for men.
Now, if I say
he was denying dying his beard altogether.
No,
like we
he
don't
was
have
just
ice.
Saying that he doesn't use Beijing.
Now, if I said I measured my penis, you would be all into that, wouldn't you?
I got a ruler right
See,
here.
See, what's wrong with you, man? You know, I'm going to go to human resources today, and I'm going to tell her all
me.
The things.
You just told me. You what? Just invited me to a good time. Everybody heard you. Millions of people heard you.
Up next is Ask Ye.
Ain't no up next Ask Ye. Up next is a measuring contest.
585-1051. Ask Ye is next. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice,
800-585-1051.
Yes, I'm uncomfortable.
800-585-1051.
Ask Ye is next. What are you looking for?
Measuring tape.
If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you better not follow me to the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom after this break.
I'm doing it in front of everybody.
You better not follow me. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. You're weird.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
This is Michael. What's up?
Michael, what's your question for Yeezy?
So I wanted to ask you, me and my girl have been together for 5 years now, on and off, all right? But I think that right now I'm ready to make that commitment. And I said, you know, to marry me and stuff like that. But I'm, you know... She's going to say she's not ready, you know, but we have a child together. So I'm trying to, you know, get a family, you know, solidify my family. So she's saying she's not ready, you know, giving me hints like, you know, I shouldn't do, I shouldn't propose and stuff like that, but I want to make the next step, you know, so I was wondering, what should I do?
Well, she's telling you that she doesn't want you to propose and she's not ready to get married. So you said off and on for 5 years?
Yeah, well, you know, we've been, you know, as any relationship, you know, you have ups and downs.
What are the offs because of? Like, tell me the reasons why you guys have been off at times.
I guess trust issues. You know, she don't trust me, I don't trust her and stuff like that. But for the past, like, year, we've been in a very good place. You know, I think we found each other back again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
where did those trust issues come from? What happened?
I would say that, you know, I did stuff, she did stuff, and, you know, it's always a blame game. You know, you did this to me, so I did this to you. And stuff like that.
Okay. And that still goes on. Y'all still blame each other for things and you still have trust issues.
Well, as of right now, we're fine, but it's just that, you know, I think she lives in the past a lot. Like, a lot of stuff, like, you know, she always reminisces and brings it up and, you know, she always, you know, living stuff that happened like three, four years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I do feel like you guys, if she's telling you she's not ready for that, y'all need to work on those things before you make a decision to get married. You guys do have a family and you are together, right? So that's not the issue. You want to go and take that next step. And you have to show her that you're committed to do the work in order to make that happen. And so I feel like, you know, off and on for 5 years, if she's not ready, that's fair for her to be honest and tell you that. And she's still, you guys are still working on your relationship.
Okay.
So I don't think you can pressure her at this point in time, but what you can do is ask her, what are the necessary steps that you need to take in order to be ready so that I can make sure that we're working towards that goal? Because if you guys are in agreement that we're working towards the goal of us getting married at some point, then how do we go about that? Does that mean that we have to, you know, sit down, go to couples counseling, make sure that we are more comfortable in being able to move forward, that we can get past some of these issues of things that I've done, things that she's done, take accountability and responsibility for those things? You know, it's a huge deal. And if she still is not 100% there, then figure out what needs to happen for her to be 100% there.
I agree. But, you know, I wanted to make, when should I call it quits? When should I say, you know what? You know, forget about it. It's been 5 years and I'm trying to, yeah.
There's no time that you can tell somebody to call it quits, but I feel like you do have to put in the work.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee now. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and Wendy Williams got married, according to Hollywood Unlocked. That did happen, and the team has been asked to keep her entire family away.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's a random song on a Wednesday.
Radio does nothing but play random songs. That's the whole point of radio.
Nah,
at this
is just
point.
Random.
Because think about how intentional people are with their music now. They have their own playlist that they curate. You can go online and, you know, pick whatever song you want on demand. So technically, when you turn the radio on, you're just listening to a bunch of random records. In this era, yes.
All right. I feel like they just took this weekend song out of nowhere. Just...
Listen, if you listen to the radio for music, all you're doing is listening to random song selections. You're not choosing this stuff, okay?
I know that, but it's just...
In 2022, in an era where you can curate your own playlist, you don't have to listen to random music if you don't want to. I'm just saying.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
Well, Jason Lee got the tea. It looks like Wendy Williams has gotten married. She actually called him, according to Hollywood Unlocked. And it looks like she says that, you know, she doesn't share full details unless she's sitting in front of a camera with an audience. But she said she recently tied the knot. Her new man's name is Henry. He's an NYPD officer. And she said she was thrilled to finally break the news about her husband to a good friend. That good friend is Jason Lee.
Yeah, I think you should say allegedly, because I highly doubt that story is true.
You think Jason Lee lied? He really?
No, I'm not saying Wendy didn't say that to him, but I'm just saying I highly doubt that story is true.
Okay.
I mean, we just saw her passed out in the window of a Louis Vuitton store.
She was napping.
She was napping in the window display of a Louis Vuitton store.
Well, she also did admit that she's still dealing with financial stress. She said her Amex has stopped working, but William Selby and her other close friend have been helping her maintain access to one of her accounts. She said she's trying to stay positive even while still dealing with family drama, and she has asked her entire team to keep her family away from her with the exception of her son, Kevin Hunter Jr. So, don't know how to it, but that's what she told Jason Lee. All right, now Kanye West is not happy about Yeezy Day. You know, Yeezy Day is a brand-created holiday for those Yeezys that they observe annually on August 2nd. That was yesterday. Now, in a direct message to the Complex Instagram account, Kanye shared his disapproval by saying that Adidas made up the Yeezy Day idea without my approval, then went and brought back older styles without my approval, picked colors and named them without my approval, went and hired people that worked for me without my approval, stole my colorways without my approval. You see where this is going. Stole my styles and material approaches without my approval. Went and hired a GM of Yeezy without my approval. So all these things without his approval. He said, even though they did a Balenciaga collab, they completely slowed down production on the shoes me and Demna developed for Gap by trying to bully Gap, even though my contract states I can do casual shoes, which I was doing when I did fashion shows. So he said, Yeezy is 68% of Adidas online sales. God, step in.
How could they do that? I thought, you know, Kanye had full creative control.
Of Yeezys at Adidas?
Yeah.
He must not.
I always thought he had full creative control.
You can't do that without full creative control. You just can't do that without being full creative control.
I thought he had full creative control.
Everything was
maybe it has to do with just the creative part of designing the sneakers and approving.
Nah, but if that's I
thought he had it for branding and marketing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you can't just hire a GM.
I don't know what is in his contract, but apparently that's what he's saying has happened. So we'll see how much longer this partnership goes on. But Yeezy Day did first take place in 2019. And the brand has saved some of its most anticipated Yeezy drops for that particular event. So I know somebody called me yesterday and said they had, I guess on Adidas, you can like sign up so that you can get the drop in your size. And she was excited because she actually was able to get a pair.
Yeah, a friend of mine did too.
Oh, got a pair also?
Yeah, it was the same thing. She was very excited about Yeezy Day and got a couple of pair actually.
All right, now Omarion is on the cover of Hello Beautiful. And he talked about the public having a lack of respect for real artistry. He said, I always tell people that the difference from when I started and now is that people feel because it's so easy to be famous on social media, they don't actually have respect for people that have been cultivating their art and skills, like in basketball or any other sports where there's actual ranks. One day people love you and then the next people hate you. One day he's the greatest performer and the next day it's like, oh, he can't sing. Like 22 years of work just goes away. So to be able to continue to focus on the purpose and the intent of why I'm even here and the legacy I'm creating has kept my joy intact. And he also said, I think a lot of people get the concept and idea of unbothered misconstrued because sometimes people think that being unbothered is not acknowledging certain things. Being unbothered is maintaining your emotional intelligence and power and realizing that this person might be doing this intentionally. So do I react or do I respond? And I'm very much so a thoughtful person. So that is him on the cover. So a lot of girls weighing in on this cover as well. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
What you got for me?
I don't have nothing for you, okay? But for our listeners out there and for everybody that wants to win a trip to New York for the 2022 Black Effect Podcast Festival, I am giving them the keyword right now. The keyword is TRAP, okay? T-R-A-P, the 37911, all right? TRAP, as in the Trap Nerds Podcast, because they'll be at the Black Effect Podcast Festival Sunday, August 28th, along with the 85 South Show, Horrible Decisions, Reasonably Shady. And, you know, my guy Lil Duval was the host, but Lil Duval is recovering and rehabbing from a bad accident, so...
I love how he turns everything bad into something good.
There's no such thing as bad in Lil Duval.
And I love it. Shout out to Lil
Duval. That's actually how we all should live. There's no such thing as good or bad. It's just one long process of life. But the new host is Miss Jess Hilarious. Drop on the clues bombs for Jess Hilarious, host of the Carefully Reckless Podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Festival. So if you want a chance to come to New York, all expenses paid, your airfare, your hotel accommodations, your ground transfers. If you want an opportunity to come Sunday, August 28th, text TRAP to 37911 and you'll be entered for a chance to win a trip to the 2022 Black Effect Podcast Festival. For info and rules, go to thebreakfastclub.iheart.com and a confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates may apply. And if you don't want to wait to win, you can go get your tickets at blackeffect.com/podcastfestival.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the People's Choice Mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Kevin Gates for joining us today.
The good brother, Kevin Gates. Always an interesting conversation. But the most important thing I love about Kev right now is just that how he's being so open and transparent about his journey of healing. that he is on. Because, I mean, you can look at him. You can look at him and tell. You can talk to him and tell that he's on a real journey of healing. I really saw that during the Big Facts podcast. And, you know, he really reflects that everywhere he goes. So salute to Kevin Gates. I know that, you know, the wild stuff about sex and everything else is what, you know, always goes viral. But, you know, there's medicine in a lot of that candy, man. So salute to Kevin Gates.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you got a positive note?
I do got a positive note. But first, I want to tell people, too, man, make sure you go scream the first episode of my late night talk show, Hell of a Week. It's on Paramount Plus right now. The first season is up on Paramount Plus too, but the first episode of the new season is on Paramount Plus. So if you got Paramount Plus, make sure you go check that out. We're back with a new episode this Thursday, 11:30 p.m., right after The Daily Show. I'll tell you who we got on tomorrow, all right? But the positive note is simply this. God made you different. Don't ruin that trying to be like everybody else.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.